VA officials say the Vet Success on Campus program, which started as a pilot at the University of South Florida in 2009, will nearly triple in size as most colleges start a new school year, going from 32 college campuses to 94 across the country. Under the program, VA pays for full-time vocational rehabilitation counselors to be assigned and physically located at each and every campus, helping veterans with not just their educational benefits, but the entire process of transitioning from military life to college life. Mike Dakduk is the Executive Director of Student Veterans of America.
I think this is a great way to conduct outreach, not only for academic support, but it's a holistic approach, because if folks need academic counseling or for supports from their academic benefits or health benefits or other VA benefits, they have somebody they can go and talk to. There is a centralized resource personnel or counselor that is on the campus at the Veterans Center, co-located with one of our SBA chapters or student veteran group, the director of the Vet Center on campus, and other higher ed professionals dedicated to veteran success.
Amid reports of high dropout rates among military and veteran college students, VA says making sure students do well at school is one goal of the program, but not the only one. Curtis Coy, VA's Deputy Undersecretary for Economic Opportunity, says the physical presence on college campuses gives the department a direct face-to-face mechanism for connecting with new veterans who are new to dealing with the entire VA bureaucracy.
I like to tell people that veterans are kind of like fingerprints, and they're every single one is different in some small way. So in most cases, it's just simply the connection into the VA infrastructure that counselors can, if you will, in many cases, break through perhaps any concerns or questions they may have and help them connect with their benefits. So, for example, if a veteran is having difficulties with their post-9/11 GI Bill, perhaps they haven't got their housing allowance yet or their books or fees, those kinds of things, they can intercede directly on behalf of that veteran, and it works out very, very well. Additionally, having an experienced vocational rehabilitation counselor on the campus allows for veterans who may not be entirely familiar with the benefits that they are entitled to, particularly if they're a disabled veteran or a wounded warrior, it provides them those kinds of benefits that they might not know of otherwise.
VA wants to continue to expand the program, and as it does, it looks at several factors, Coy says.
Student enrollment for veterans and beneficiaries, we like to have about 800 to 1,200 or so. In some cases, we're partnering and putting bigger schools with feeder schools, for example, community colleges and so on, such that that counselor that we have on the bigger school, if you will, can also provide a service to those feeder schools. They provide office space, access to their computers and a telephone and that kind of thing. We certainly provide the counselor out of our funds. We try and make sure that the campus is in relative proximity to a regional VA office, a vet center, or VA medical facility. And doing that allows us to take one of our experienced counselors. They volunteer to go and do this full-time on the campus themselves.
And for VA, the expansion will also mean some new hiring. Coy says the department's trying to get its most experienced vocational rehabilitation counselors to serve in the college program. The jobs they leave behind at VA's own facilities will be filled by new staff.
We put existing and experienced and we like to think the cream of the crop vocational rehabilitation counselors from a regional office full-time on campus. And then what we do is we backfill that position with a new or off-the-street counselor, and we do that so we don't put inexperienced counselors out there on campus, but as well, the new counselor, the one we hired for the backfill, is got the regional office infrastructure there to help them get trained and up to speed to be a full-time VR counselor. We put an experienced counselor. They are full-time, not part-time. and we backfill with a, in nine times out of ten, a lower graded position, and then we sort of grow that new counselor into the organization.
The department already has websites and call centers that provide much of the same information the on-campus counselors will provide. And VA's been moving aggressively in recent years to make its experts available to veterans via video conferencing and other telepresent solutions. But Daktuk says for his generation of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, there's often no decent substitute for talking face-to-face with a real human being.
There are certain things that technology cannot substitute or replace, and that's the presence of a physical person, talking to that person, building that rapport. And that's what the VA is doing by having somebody on site on the college campus. But to your other question, what are the things that it can do or support? Kurt mentioned supporting them academically, but also setting them up for success for post-graduation employment, getting prepared, but also access to benefits. We want to make sure that the post-9/11 era veterans have access to key benefits, including their medical benefits and a whole host of other benefits that they have, like their home loan. It's interesting. When you start to access one benefit, like the post-9/11 GI Bill, then you start to realize that you have access to other benefits. So by interfacing with somebody on campus, you're already getting prepared to access those other earned benefits that these young men and women have gained and earned through service. So when they transition out and while they're still in school, they are going to get knowledge on the benefits that they have, and they have access to somebody to discuss those benefits with.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.